lucky spins. Epic wins. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome. You're at the till. Groceries packed. Then, boom. No wallet. No card. Don't stress. With StanPay by StanBic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your StanBic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by StanBic at all Konse Pay points.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
La Zambia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.zf and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Doctor clarifies a sick note discrepancy in Joe Malanje's case. 2 million learners benefit from free education policy since 2021. And in global news, hundreds continue to flee central Malian town after jihadist attack. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mulando. A doctor from Lusaka Trust Hospital, Dr. Berosan Siku Vangu, has told acting Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Mushimanga that he attended to a person named Ambassador Joel Malanje, as per the hospital's records. This is in a matter where former Secretary to the Treasury, Fred Sonyamba, faces 2 counts of willful failure to comply with laid-down procedures, while former Foreign Affairs Minister Joe Malanje is charged on 8 counts of possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime. Testifying this morning after being subpoenaed last week, Dr. Vangu explained that the name was spelled so as per the computer system and had no obligation to know the connection between Joel and Joseph. Last week, Principal State Advocate from the National Prosecutions Authority, NPA, Mwangala Mwala, applied that the doctor alleged to have treated Mr. Malanje after he missed court for judgment be subpoenaed because the sick note showed Joel Malanje instead of Joseph Malanje. In rendering a ruling, Magistrate Rishimanga admitted the sick note, which shows 8 days of bed rest, into evidence and gave Mr. Malanje the benefit of doubt. Allegations in this matter are that between the 1st of January 2020 and the 31st of August 2021, Mr. Yamba allegedly authorized the transfer of 108,401,197 kwacha to the Zambian mission account in Turkey without following legal protocols, and that Mr. Malanje used part of those funds to acquire properties, including 2 helicopters, corruptly. Judgment has now been scheduled for the 1st of September 2025. Education Minister Douglas Yagarima has disclosed that over 2 million learners have been enrolled through the free education policy introduced by the UPND government in 2021, giving the achievements of the education sector in the 4 years of the UPND administration. Mr. Yagarima says the free education policy was formed to push the country into prosperity, especially helping parents that could not afford to pay for their children's school fees. He notes that while some stakeholders raised concerns of overcrowding in classrooms, government saw this as a unique challenge that has been met with infrastructure through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, that that has helped in the construction of 3,132 classrooms since 2022. The minister has highlighted that over 1.4 million desks have been distributed in the last 4 years, ably catering for the high enrollment without leaving any child behind. Mr. Siagalima has also disclosed that significant gains have been made in the higher education through the reintroduction of meal allowances in 2022.
If you did not employ 8,000 teachers, people were not taking their children to colleges of education. We are going to lose the entire spectrum. But today, because everybody knows that we are employing teachers, of course there are so many on the street. We couldn't just pick. If our colleagues were picking 10,000 every year by 10, it was going to be 100,000. We are going only to find 20,000, which we would have completely gotten and even look for more teachers. But we began from somewhere. So what the burden could have been looking too huge, I think it was a wasted backstroke.
Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala has confirmed that Zambia has so far not reported any clinical cases of the Peste de Petit Ruminant, or PPR, a disease that affects sheep and goats. Speaking in Lusaka today, when he officially opened a meeting to establish a buffer zone against PPR in the SADC region, organized by the African Union Inter-African Bureau for Animal Resources, Mr. Kapala disclosed that Zambia's goat and sheep population as at April 2023 stood at 5.5 million and 300,000 respectively, hence the need to protect the animals from the disease. Mr. Kapala says PPR has a significant impact on food security, particularly in rural areas where small ruminants are an important source of protein. He has called on all key stakeholders to work together to control and eradicate the disease so that people have access to adequate and diverse animal protein sources. Mr. Kapala further said government has developed a national PPR control strategy, which outlines Zambia's commitment to controlling and eradicating the disease.
Zambia revised this strategy twice. The first was done during the second regional roadmap meeting for the control and eradication of PPR for Southern African Development Community SADC countries that took place in Lusaka from 12th to 14th March 2019. The second revision was done in June 2023. These revisions have been done to align the national strategy to the global and regional strategy to ensure that Zambia moves in tandem with other countries toward the eradication of PPR.
The Lusaka Magistrate Court has adjourned judgment in the case involving former Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA Commissioner General Kingsley Chanda and ZRA Director of Administration Callistus Kaoma to the 29th of September 2025. The two face 22 counts of willful failure to follow procedure over the disposal of 22 used motor vehicles belonging to the Commission and abuse of authority contrary to Section 34(2)(b), 21(1)(a), read with Section 41 of the Anti-Corruption Act. Allegations are that between January 2017 and the 31st of December 2020, while acting together, they failed to comply with applicable law and procurement procedures. But when the matter came up for judgment this morning, Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Sylvia Munyimia adjourned the matter after indicating that judgment is not yet ready for delivery. She explained that it has been straining for her to prepare the judgment due to excessive workload on her table. In global news, a week after a jihadist attack on a military camp in central Mali, hundreds of civilians continue to flee the town of Farabougou and surrounding villages. Local and military sources say that soldiers have evacuated their garrison in the town, which is some 300 kilometers north of the capital, Bamako. It is now controlled by the militants that claim to have carried out the attack, the Group for the Support of Islam and Muslims, which has links to Al-Qaeda. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
A powerful typhoon is battering coastal provinces in Vietnam. Typhoon Kajiki made landfall in Ha Tinh, with strong winds and heavy rains knocking down trees and electricity poles and tearing the roofs off houses. Paramilitaries in Sudan's Darfur region have been accused of killing more than a dozen civilians as they tried to flee the besieged city of El Fasher. Turkey's transport minister has been fined for speeding after posting a video which showed him driving at nearly twice the legal limit. Abdulkadir Uraoğlu said he was inspecting the status of a highway when the speedometer suggested he was travelling at 225 kilometres.